stupidity, soul sickness, and errant sin possess our hearts and work within our flesh. Our fond remorse is nursed within the creche, as beggars take their lice to be their kin. Our sins are stubborn, our penitence is mean, we fatten the confessions that we make. We revel in the laxness of the path we take, as though our paltry tears could wash us clean. Cushioned by evil, Satan Trismegistus rests, ministering to our souls entranced, melting the metal of desire enhanced by the vain sublimation of the alchemists. The devil pulls the strings which make us dance. We find delight in the most loathsome things, some furtherance of hell each new day brings. And yet we feel no horror in that rank advance. Like some impoverished debauchee greedily teasing the martyred breast of some ancient whore, we steal what joy we can as we go before, though the fruit has shriveled with the squeezing. A great demonic host, a million parasites, swarms and seethes within our drunken brains. With every breath we take, the mortifying pains descend invisibly to spread their fatal blights. If rape and poison, cutting blade and fire, have not inscribed their tale upon our souls, to display the banality of our appointed roles, they fail because we find the thought too dire. But among the jackals and the carrion birds, the monkeys, the scorpions and the serpentine, and the monsters which screech and howl and whine in the infamous chaos of our vicious words, there is one more stained with evil than the rest. Although it makes no signs or savage cries, it cannot rest content until the whole world lies in desolate ruins and sorely distressed. It is that boredom of the tired mind, which sheds a tear while lost in opium dreams. You know him, reader, and all his stupid schemes. For we, my brother hypocrite, are of the same sad kind. We'll be right back.
Thank you.